time we don't take those two out, it's like it's true, the two psuk is called like one. This mekuba of the trail is also considered like one. So are you missing two treifas? Teretz is, put in the two we took out. Rashi says, that we had before, the behema shenechtecho ragleho. The hagluda, those two treifas, and we put them into the cheshbin. Therefore, the cheshbin is only one category of psukais, one category of nekuvais, and then you have the shev shemaitza, and then you have also a behema shenechtecho ragleho, and the hagluda. That's it, come out to Yudches Treifus. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. Wait to the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Daf Mem Gimel. Yeah, we're holding Daf Mem Gimel Lamed Aleph. Yes, we just try to answer the Braisa that says about Yudches Treifus.
And now the Gemara says, Oma Ula says, there are eight different types of treifas, even though there are 18, but there are eight different types of treifas that were said to Moshe b'Hasinai. One of them is Nekuva of the whole, like we had before, Nekuva Saveshet, Upsuka, if it's cut halfway through, more than halfway through, that's called Upsuka, that's the Upsuka Sagageris we had, Netula, if it was taken out completely, Rashi says it means Nitla HaKovet, if the liver was taken out completely. Fichasura, if something is missing. Krua, if it was ripped. Udrusa, if it was attacked, it was drusa, I mean trampled upon by another animal. Nefula, if it fell off the gag. Now Rashi says the gluda, the reason why it doesn't say here if it was skinned, because that's bechlal, netula, was taken off, because the skin was taken off. Duadin, it was nechtecho ragle, Rashi says, also bechlal chasera, something is missing. Yeah, Rashi explains why the other ones are not brought down. They're all bechlal, these eight type of treifas. Then shavura, who then if it's broken, shavura is also another type of treifa. So Mara says, what's the chiddush of ula that are different type of treifas? Says chiddush is the holds lafuke lekusa to rachas papop. He argues in rachas papop that he said lekusa, meaning to say if the kidneys were like diseased, that he old is not called the treifa. Rashi says, Shaina Bechal Eil is not one of these. Of Livy Ulalei and Ula Oxis on him. And he holds that Lakusa of the Kliya, of the Kloyis, of the kidneys, it's not called the treifa. Now, Oma Chia Bar Rava, or Bar Rav, that Ches Treifais Yesh Benekuva. There are eight different type of treifas in the Kuva alone. And like we had before, the Kuva of a whole, Rashi says it means Nekuva Saveshet. V'ha-krum, v'ha-lei, v'ha-reya, v'ha-keva, v'ha-dakin, keresapnim, v'ha-masas, v'ha-basakosis. Yechadu, therefore you have eight of them. Now, in time of test, maybe you want to say there should be a ninth one. And that's the mora, that's the gallbladder. In time of test, there's a ninth one, the mora, the gallbladder. The mora says, no, that's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Ketani law. That's like a yochit, and we don't pass like him. That's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, is like that. The time you learned, Nikfo HaKeva, if the stomach had a hole in it, Nikfo HaDak in the small intestines, Treifa. These two are considered Treifas. Now Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudoi, he comes here and says, Af Nikfo HaMora, even if the gallbladder has a neck, it has holes, that's also called a Treifa. And that's a Daf Yochid, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudoi. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halochok Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudoi. He taka paskins do like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that know that Nikva Hamora is called a treifa, not like Rabbi Chiya Barav. Now the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mayahadrulei Chavr the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Like how come the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? You're saying it's a Das Yochid. How come the Chum argue on him? Like what's the proof to say that there's a nekiv in the Mora in the gallbladder? It's not a treifa. So Marin says they answer back the pasuk in Eve that says. Yishpech loris marosi v'adayin yiv kayin, like Eve said, like his mora, his marosi, his gallbladder was thrown to the ground. Mashmi was like a nekev, it was taken out even, and still Eve lived. So you see, it's not called a treif, even though the gallbladder is missing, was nekev. So Mora says omelem. So Rabbi Yosef said back. Rabbi Yosef said back to them. Ain Maskir and Maisa Nisim, you can't bring me any proof from Eve, but Eve was a Maisa Nes, they stayed alive. Because the Eloi Temach, you're not going to say like this, there's a special Nes, that Eve stayed alive.
And the Pasuk says also, Ba'iyov, that Yiflok, Lyoisai, Layechmon, to say, my kidneys should be taken out and nothing should happen to me. As Nikochai, somebody live without his kidneys, Ella, what do you have to say? Nisashani, that Ba'iyov was a special nest that he stayed alive. Yes, because the Pasuk says that Hashem gave the Malach the right and said, Rakis Nafshoi Shomar, watch his nefesh and not kill him. You give him all the yisurim that he have, but not to kill him. So you can't bring me any proof of me of there was a mice in this. So Mara said, yeah, so Hakinami, Nisashani was a nest to say about the Mara, therefore you can't bring any proof from the Mara that he could live, but Adarabba. If you see old by them, you're missing the Mara, it's called the treifel. Or the neck of in the Mara, it's a treifel. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Gedivra Yoyme Kezayis, we pass on the one the under says a toll in a Kezayis. So Rashi explains, the Bina Kezayis Shir, the Nitl HaKovet. That's what we say, if the Nitl, if the liver was taken out, it's called the Trefa. So how much is still, could still be left over, that's not called the Trefa. That's a Machlekes laid in the Pirkin. So he's saying, we pass can have to be a Kezayis. If a Kezayis, an olive's worth of the liver is still left inside, then it's not called a Trefa. But if it's all taken out, the left and the kezayis is left over from the liver, then it's still called a treifa. So where's the question? Mi Yomer Rabbi Yechonon? Because the truth of Yechonon said like this: I go Omer Rabba Babachon Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We pass the Kestam Mishnah. But tonight we learned Nitlo HaKovid. If the covered, the liver was taken out, Le Nishtar Hemenukulim, nothing was left over. That's called a treifa. So where it's a diuk. Any little bit was left over, even left in a kezayis, it's also a treifa. So how could it be a paskin? Could it be a kezayis? Even though it's not a kezayis, of course, it's a theory of Yechanan. So when this is true, I'll answer you, I'm a royin in, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechanan, it's like I'm a choykes, I'm a royim. Exactly how did Rabbi Yechanan paskin? Rabbi Yechanan paskin that nitla hakovr is a treifa only if everything was taken out, but even if a mashu was left over, it's not a treifa. Or maybe no, it's like a paskin, it's only not a treifa if the gezayis is left over. But left of the gezayis is called a treifa. Now the Gemara says the gesher should be the Omer Reb Yitzchak Reb Yosef, Omer Reb Yechanon, Moro Shenikva, you have the gallbladder that has a hole in it. The chavet, Faismosa, and the liver that's on top of it is covering up this hole. So Lachu is Ksheira, it's not called a treifa. It's a good covering, it closes up that hole. And therefore, it's not called a treifa. And v'yom Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef or Rabbi Yechanon, nikov ha-kurkavin, let's say by a bird, the kurkavin, there's a hole there. That's like the stomach part of the chicken. Nikov ha-kurkavin, v'kisha loy kayim, and the outer covering of it, the hole did not go through it. Rashi says, klipa panimis, the inside membrane, like the hole didn't go through it. So, kosher, saka kosher. Now, Iboilu, we have a question like this. What's going to be nikev hakis? Let's say the membrane, the klipa pnim is the inside membrane, that has a hole through it. For kurkavin kayim, but the kurkavin itself is still whole. My, what's the locha? So, toshima, come in here. The Yomer of Nachman, nikev ze b'loy ze kosher. If the nekev only went through one of them, not through both of them, it's kosher. Either one still makes it kosher. There's either one, either the kiss or the kurkavin by itself, it's not called a treifa, only if the nekev goes through both of them. Then it's called a treifa. Now, Omar Rav says, Shnei Oiris, Yesh lo leveshet, Ishno the veshet, the food pipe, has two skins to it, has two coatings to it. Shnei Oiris, Yesh lo leveshet, Chitzein Odom, the outside one is red, Opnimi lavan, and the inside one is white. Therefore, nikev zeh beloy zeh kosher. Let's say nekev only went through one of the or, not through both of them. It's still kosher. It's only that we have nekuvas haveshet. It's a treifa. It's only if it goes through both skins, the outside red one and the inside white one. The other Gemara says, lomuli lemeima chitz and odom. Why do you have to say that the outside one is red? Opinimi loved and the inside one is white. Four persons have to say this for. Someone says, the ichol of treifa, because it would be the opposite way. If the outside one would be white and the inside one would be red, that would be a treifa. So teaching us halach is exactly how the veshet has to be. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Nikfu shneihem zeh shloike neged zeh maho. Let's say taka, there's a hole through both skins of the veshet, of the food pipe. Just zesh loikeneged zeh means the outer skin has a hole above, and the inner skin has a hole on the bottom of it. They're not connected there. The hole doesn't go straight through. But there is a hole for each one of them. Ma, what's the lacha? So, Amma Mazutra Mishmed Rapopo, Beveshet Kosha. By the Veshet, it's still Kosha, since the hole doesn't connect, it doesn't go straight through. Therefore, the ear doesn't come in. It's not a treifa. Doesn't ruin the animal. Therefore, it's still Kosha. Ma Shenkin, Bekurkavin, Posol. But by the Kurkavin that we had before, there's two parts. There's the kiss and the kokovin. If you have a hole for each one of them, even though one's above the other one, there we say it is a treifa. Rashi says, because the maicha, the food, gathers together there, and therefore it'll eventually push its way through and the holes will meet. And therefore it's like a hole going straight across, that's a treifa. So the kokovin puzzle. On this mask of Lora of Ashi, Rashi asks the question, now the rabbi just the opposite. Veshet, the food pipe, the ochle bed that you eat with it, and it moves around. Rashi says, "Atzalekis." It screams with it. Might, even though the kon is might see the koyom, but he asks that the veshet also moves when it screams. When the animal screams, it moves its veshet also, so the veshet moves around. If so, upayebo ravcho gamdolei upostolei, means it gets bigger, it gets contracts, upostolei spreads out. And therefore, since it moves back and forth, zimnen de mahandazin bahadi adodi, maybe the two holes like will meet one next to another. And when that happens, the air like goes through it, that will make it into a treifa. Mashenkin kurkavin, by that stomach being the chicken, then meinach meich, it stays still. Kidekoi koi, it doesn't move around so much. So therefore, if one hole is above and one hole is on the bottom, they don't come in contact with one another. So what do you say it's a treifa? So, Malay Ravacha Bred Rabbi Yosef Ravashi, that Hochi Yamrina Mishmed de Mazutra, this is over the name of Mazutra. The Yom, this is over Mishmed Rabbanim Rapopo, Kavosek like you, that just the opposite by the Veshatak, if it is a treifa, because there the two holes will coincide together. Mashenga by the Kurk, when the stay is itself, it's not a treifa. The Yom Rabbi, Rabbi says, Krum, Sha'ola, Machmas, Mako, if there's a Krum, let's say there's a membrane that grows over a maka. So a krum sheola machmas maka beveshet. Let's say in the veshet in the windpipe when it got a maka got a wound there. So a membrane like a scab grew over it. So in a krum that's not called a krum that would not protect the nekev. Let's say there's a hole there. So it'll still be called a treifa. The fact that a scab grew on top of it, that's not called a stimim aliyom, they'll still make it a treifa. That's called the krum shola machmas smak neveshet ain't a krum, and therefore it's a treifa. For Yomar Rabba also says, veshet ain't lo bedikim evachutz. If it's a shalib in the veshet, there's a hole or not, if there's a nekiv there, so you want to check it out, you can't check it out from the outside. And we had a throw before, the Rashi says, lefish orachitz and otim, because the outside skin is red. The antipas dam he cares, but he can't tell if there was dam there. Like if a hole went through it, it lets blood go through. So he can't really tell if the dam went through it, because it's red anyway. So he can't check it out from the outside. Elibifnim, only on the inside of the veshet. Like we had before, the inside is white. But since it's white, there we could tell if a speck of blood went through it. If there's some blood on it, that's a proof that the nekev went through. So Moshe says, the Mainaf Kamina, what's the difference? Le Sofei Drusa. Let's say the case is a suffix.